Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. In December, a new theater company will stage its first show at the Charlotte Performing Arts Center. It's called Andromeda Community Theater, and they'll put on a production of It's a Wonderful Life. Two of the founders of Andromeda are here to tell us about starting their new theater company and their plans for the future. Heather and Andrew Hipkiss are the married couple behind Andromeda. Heather is chairman of the board, and Andrew is resident director. Welcome to Current State.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Pretty excited about your new venture, I take it?
Oh, we absolutely are. We have a lot of people behind us.
And did you feel like, how did this come to be exactly? Did you speak to a lot of people in the area who just felt, as you did, that Charlotte was ripe for a community theater troupe?
Actually, yes, through two different venues. The first was that there's an arts revival I think a lot of people don't know about in Charlotte. A new community band has formed. They have a program called Art Walk that displays local arts and talent. And part of that initiative was having a theater group come in, and Experience Art had instigated that, but unfortunately they didn't really have the infrastructure for a theater. A theater is a different animal. So we were brought in to direct, be involved with a production called Frankenstein at the time, and due to licensing issues, we had to let that one go, and we decided, well, we know a little bit more about building a community theater, and so we struck out on our own with this troupe of actors of about, what'd you say, Andrew, 18?
Yeah, we had a core group of about 15 individuals that were involved with the original production who were behind us all the way and decided that they would give it a go with us and build things from the ground up.
Mm-hmm. And how are people that haven't learned about this yet, how are they responding them when you walk up to them and say, hey, we're starting a community theater in Charlotte?
They've been very receptive to it. In fact, the community has really gone all out for us as far as the Charlotte Performing Arts Center, the Friends of the Charlotte Performing Arts Center, different businesses in the area and churches have hosted us for our rehearsals, and they've done things like cut fees, and they've said, you know, we've had a 30-year drought in this community for theater, and we're looking for something of this nature.
Mm. What's behind the name Andromeda? Whose choice was that?
That was something.
Looks
that
like it's you, Heather.
It's okay. Andrew will talk more about the production. In the beginning, we thought about the star system Andromeda and how it really has all this, you know, these luminescent stars, and it's something that's it's a kindred galaxy. And at the time, we were thinking of the potential therapeutic aspects of theater, and we thought, you know, it's a galaxy that's akin to our own, but double the density, and it seems like it creates its own light. So despite all this, even and heavy light pollution or this kind of, polygynous inner baggage that we have a lot, this like these luminescent stars, we can create our own inner light. So
that was the first thing, you know, the star system.
Right.
Obviously, this is a theater right. group that creates stars. The other theory in circulation early this morning was that it's an acronym for ACT, Andromeda Community Theater.
Oh, that was part of
ACT.
It. But that didn't come
that
about.
That was part of it, too. Okay.
Yeah. We had to be careful there, too, because there's the American Academy of Community Theater, and we thought, well, right. you know, we don't want to be confused with
that. Did work out nicely.
But it did work out nicely. And that was a board decision. That was probably a good couple of weeks after we started our board meetings before we decided.
Our guests here this morning are Heather and Andrew Hipkiss. They're the married couple behind Charlotte's brand new Andromeda Community Theater. Let's talk a little about your backgrounds in theater. Heather, you've performed with the Lansing Civic Players mm-hmm. in a number of other theater companies.
Correct. Yeah. And I did the Glass Menagerie here. But that was a good 10 years ago, and really it's only the drive that's kept me from doing theater in Lansing. Mm. And we were heavily involved with a group up north again. That kind of dwindled, but I was also going to Olivet receiving my degree in theater, and there were a certain amount of shows that I had to do there, and I was grateful to be involved with them because I learned a lot about building a theater company there. So,
you've also studied opera?
Yes, with Mary Keesgan at Central Michigan University from the time I was 14. So for quite a while. Okay.
And you have an extensive acting background as well, Andrew.
I do. My background is a little different, but I should point out that Heather and I met each other through theater. My father was big in civic theater in Muskegon years ago. And I was always around the theater as a kid, but didn't participate until Heather encouraged me about 20 years ago now. And we started doing some shows together, and then I kind of struck out on my own. We did separate projects as well, and then got into directing and started doing some things at Grand Rapids Civic Theater, and have just continued on.
Mm-hmm.
And
might you take on a musical with your musical background, Heather?
Okay, sure.
That's amongst your plans?
Absolutely.
Okay. Have you made any plans beyond It's a Wonderful Life next mm-hmm. month?
We have. Mm-hmm. We're looking at a bunch of different musicals. We're hoping to do four shows during the year. Our home, as it were, right now will be the Charlotte Performing Arts Center, but we're also going to be using other venues. Even for this show, we're doing a show at the American Legion in a few weeks' time. We're looking at doing a musical, a comedy, something in the dramatic field. And I'm also, a pet project of mine is starting up a new Shakespeare in the park operation this summer.
Based in Charlotte?
Mm-hmm. Based in Charlotte, yes.
There's Bennett Park.
How soon after It's a Wonderful Life next month would you want to have another production ready to go in the spring then?
Yes, sir.
Right. A couple months hiatus, though. We have largely found that winter shows don't do well.
Why did you choose It's a Wonderful Life for your first show?
Well, I'll let Andrew that one.
We wanted to do something that was recognizable. We wanted to get the community involved. It is a large cast, children, adults, so on. But for me, from a personal level, I really like the show because even though it is associated with or, it's seen as a holiday show, there's a lot more depth to it in the character of George Bailey, which I should point out is being played by Wally Pleasant. There's despair, there's a darkness, and it really, if it's done correctly, it really explores all aspects of the human character and has a lot of depth to it. That being said, of course, it ends well, and so it still has that feel-good holiday attraction, but at the same time, there's a little more meat to it than some of the other holiday productions that we were looking at.
Mm-hmm. And the Charlotte Performing Arts Center here, we're down to less than a minute, but they've had a rocky run of late. It's owned by the school district, and some school events are held there, but they've stopped scheduling other events, correct?
I can't comment on their scheduling. I can only speak from our experience in our reception by CPAC, and that is largely because we're a theater group that invites adults, and they've done a lot of children's theater there. And while there's a large swath of the community that are children, there are also a lot of adults that want to get involved too. So I think as far as the reception there, that's the greater reason for. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're all excited for you. It's been great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
It sounds fun and very stimulating at the same time.
You bet.
Good luck. Andromeda Community Theater staging It's a Wonderful Life next month, starting with a charity performance at the American Legion Post in Charlotte, December 6th, and then two performances at the Charlotte Performing Arts Center, December 20th and 21st. Heather and Andrew Hipkiss, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Us.